Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This time on Homicide.
A day of surprise developments in this case.
Failure to search is failure to find.
Why should I believe you? I don't know.
It's a poignant, dreadful footnote.
That day, I'm so angry.
Ron, take me away.
Mandy Amadi, Part 2.
We're investigating the disappearance of mother of two, Mandy Amadi. She went missing from the Melbourne suburb of Ashwood in December 2011. Her husband, Nassar, has been acting suspiciously. I've just searched Mandy and Nassar's unit and found a freshly built deck out the back. So I've instructed the crime scene examiners to pull up the deck. Maybe we're now looking at a homicide.
A day of surprise developments in this case. This morning, police executed a search warrant. It was only yesterday that police appealed for information to help find Mandy Amadi.
My name's Kate Jones. I was Channel 7 court reporter for 8 years and I covered the Amadi case. It wasn't until our news helicopter flew over and we saw images of forensic police ripping up the deck in the backyard that we realised that this missing person's story had turned into perhaps a murder. And I crossed live into the news that night to say that there had been an alarming development in this case.
Yesterday, police said her husband was not considered a suspect in her disappearance, but things have clearly changed overnight. Mr. Amadi spent the day at the St Kilda Road Police Complex, where he's been assisting police with their inquiries.
Whilst the deck is being dismantled, I'm back at the office interviewing Nassar in relation to his wife's disappearance.
Please take a seat. You're now in a position as a suspect. Mm-hmm. I think that you might have done something to your wife, Mandy.
No. I can't tell to anything. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. Would there be any reason we would find Mandy in the backyard?
In the backyard.
I'm not saying we're still out there, still searching.
Yeah.
We're going to take the timber off the deck and look underneath the deck.
Yeah.
Would there be any reason we would find Mandy in the backyard?
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Could we find her?
I'm not sure.
When I say to him, is there any reason I might find your wife under the deck? The answer should be absolutely not. Why would you find my wife under there? He doesn't give a strong answer.
Nassar, did you kill your wife?
No.
Do you want me to believe you?
I'm not doing that.
Why should I believe you?
I don't know.
The first hour of the interview, what he's telling me is that he's no way involved. There's no admissions.
We're going to have a break and we're going to wait until I finish the search out there.
Okay.
It's now 11:50.
During that break, I received a phone call from the crime scene examiner. He said, we've pulled the deck down and we've removed the artificial green turf. And what we can see there is a depression in the ground about the same size of a grave. We've dug down and we've come across a small section of concrete. We've broken that up and then what we've got is a sleeping bag which has clearly got a body inside it. It's the body of Mandy Amati. After I get that information, I then go back into the interview room and continue my interview with NASA.
During this interview, I said to you, would there be any reason we would find your wife in the backyard? And you said to me, I don't know.
Yeah.
We have dug the backyard up.
Yes.
Underneath the deck
yes.
is a grave.
Yes.
We've dug the grave up and there's some concrete. Underneath the concrete is the body of what appears to be your wife. Can you explain that to me?
He then reached out, kissed me on the hand.
Take.
And said, take me. Take me. To be a good investigator and to be a good interviewer, you've got to show genuine empathy. They're human beings as well, and I think that as investigators, we need to understand why they do things.
I don't think you're a bad person. No? You were under a lot of pressure, a lot of things. No, I want to understand. Hey, it's all right.
Hey. I'm not sorry.
We make mistakes in life.
If I prejudge him about what he's done, he might clam up. I want to actually truly understand what's taken place and why he's done it. I then say to him, NASA, you need to share your story with me. Because when you share your story with me, will come understanding. He said, we got home from Cornerstone on the 16th of December. He said, we got home at about 1:50. And the boys were home and then they left. He said, Mandy told me that she was going to leave me. He said, I got upset. We had an argument and I got a mobile phone cord and I ended up strangling her. Nassar said, I then left her in the bedroom and I went and I did the shopping with Sherry, my son, and we bought some Christmas presents.
I think it's incredible that when you think about it, he did charity work in the morning, he killed his wife after lunch, and then he went Christmas shopping with his son in the afternoon. That's an incredible day's events.
Nassar said that night after the boys went to bed, I dug a grave and I put her in the grave. I'd already bought some concrete to put in the grave. And then I filled it up and put some green artificial turf over it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
During the time that the local detectives had this investigation, they'd looked in the backyard. There was a square of green artificial turf there, but they never lifted it up. the first thing they would have seen was the impression of a grave. Failure to search is failure to find. Nassar said that later on I decided that the best thing to do was to build a deck over the grave site so no one would ultimately find her. He enlists both the boys and his neighbours to help him, and they build a deck.
My name's Ian Gray. I was the state coroner in Victoria between 2012 and 2015, and I was the coroner handling Mandy's case. Sadly, after he had killed her, Nazir, with the unwitting help of their two sons, built a deck over the area where the body was buried and had Christmas lunch. It's a poignant, dreadful footnote to the loss of her life.
I think that this was a man who just couldn't take any more blows to his ego and his masculinity. Not only had he lost his job and his livelihood and his ability to earn for his family, that he was his wife, who was in stark contrast, that she was happy and seemingly successful. And not only that, but she was now wanting to leave him for another man, that there's no greater blow to his ego than his wife wanting to end their marriage.
There are many, many cases of family violence where a woman ultimately is the victim when the man has been overshadowed. She was more successful than he was. That undoubtedly triggered a profoundly angry response on the part of her husband. It does have the features of quite a few truly tragic family violence deaths of women whose deaths follow often a pattern of violence, often a pattern of resentment, and often a pattern of her success and his relative lack of it.
An Ashwood man charged with murdering his wife and burying her under a new deck in his backyard has faced an out-of-sessions court hearing. Amadi broke down in court when asked if he knew what he'd been charged with.
Initially, we charged Nassar with the murder of Mandy Amadi. In the end, he pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Why did we accept a plea to manslaughter? The issue in this case was we couldn't totally prove the cause of death. The pathologist was saying it is possible she was strangled, but due to decomposition, I can't tell you that. You have an option: either accept the manslaughter charge or run the trial, and a jury might come back and find not guilty of murder, not guilty of manslaughter, on the basis that we couldn't establish a proper cause of death.
I remember that day that he stood in the dock and cried. Perhaps he was thinking more of himself, that now he would be guaranteed to be going to jail, but it is possible, I guess, that he was suddenly realising what he had done.
Nassar received a sentence of 11 years imprisonment with a minimum of 7. And as we speak today, he is now out on parole.
That day, I'm so angry. Why is he getting 7 years jail? Why? That's not right. Something wrong.
My name is Faide Jafaris. I was Mandy's friend. I remember Mandy. She's on my mind all the time. She always hugging us. She always telling to us, don't worry about anything. I'm here. I'm not believe it. What's happened to Mandy? I'm not believe it.
The thing that sticks with me In this particular case, after Nassar had confessed, he asked to see his two sons.
Just please look after the dispatcher.
Yeah. Yes. If you want to see the boys, we bring them in.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I need to see him and I tell him what happened to Mandy. Yeah.
I've interviewed lots and lots of people, and I think this is only the second occasion where the person accused wants to then sit down with the family and explain to them what he'd done. I'm human, I'm a father. I felt terrible for the boys. What's going through my mind is, you know, here's this family unit that's totally destroyed. They've lost their mother. They've been living with their dad. They've been sitting on the deck. Mum's under the deck. They've seen their dad in the media making appeals. And then all of a sudden, Dad has to tell them, I've killed your mother. People say to me, what's a murderer look like? 95% look like you or I. They just make bad choices.
This is Homicide with Ron Idles, created by CJZ Productions. Location producer, Catherine Ledingham. Post producers, Mark Barlin and Anthony Griffiths. Edited by Philippa Rollins, Anne Kerr and Jeremy Mather. Original music by Amara Primero for Prime Accord Music. Audio mix by Simon Hicks at Cutting Edge. Executive producers, Paula Bycroft and Andrew Farrell.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.